To the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. I know your outline says verse number 4, chapter 4, that was just a typo. It's Matthew chapter number 14. We're going to be reading a couple of verses, verses 13 down through verse number 21. We've been studying the incidences of praying. And this is the fourth in a series that we started at the beginning of this year. And as we look at this thought, we're going to look at the custom of prayer. And we'll find tonight, as you already have known, and won't be a surprise to you, that it was Jesus' custom that he prayed before his mealtime. So let's look here in Matthew chapter number 4. We'll look at verses 13 down through verse number 21. So who would read verses 13 and 14? We'll get back to our routine. Henry, thank you. And who would read 15 and 16? Who would read 15 and 16? All right, thank you. And who would read 17 and 18? All right, Jonathan. And who would read 19 and 20? 19 and 20. Deb, and who wants to close out with verse 21? One verse left. Alone, amigo. All right, Elaine had her hand up first. All right, go ahead and read, then we'll pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this passage, the feeding of the 5,000. Father, and I pray, Lord, that you would bless this time of teaching and preaching of thy word, Father, to our understandings. Help us to just nail down this idea and this thought of Jesus had a custom to pray. So, Father, I pray that you would bless, speak to hearts, save that one that could be here this evening, Father, that does not know Jesus as their personal Savior. And we'll give you thanks and glory when it's all said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know this is not new to you, but guess what? Mealtime is prayer time. And this incident of praying is not a single incident, but really it's a compilation of times when Jesus Christ prayed before his meals. If you were to study out the scriptures, you'll find that the scriptures reveal four different meals and three different types of meals that Jesus Christ gave thanks for before he broke the bread and they ate. We see, first of all, there was the miracle meals, and that was the feeding of 5,000, the one we just have read. But then also there's the feeding of the 4,000. Then we have the memorial meal. And the memorial meal, you might already have guessed, we celebrated the memorial meal last Sunday evening, and that is the Lord's Supper. And he celebrated that memorial meal at the Passover, and he ate that evening with those disciples on the night that Jesus Christ was betrayed. And then lastly, the last meal is the mystery meal. And this mystery meal that Jesus ate, he ate on the day of his resurrection with the two who were on the road to Emmaus. So all five accounts of Christ praying at meals, two words seem to be used over and over again to describe the prayers of Jesus Christ. And those words are blessed and those words thanks. The word blessed is used six different times, and the word thanks is used eight different times. I want you to stop for a moment and understand this. There is no contradiction between the words blessed and thanks, because those words are often used interchangeably, and because they essentially refer to the same things. Let me illustrate it to you. Sometimes when we have a gathering, perhaps at your home or at a restaurant or even here at the church, sometimes a person would say, would you give thanks for the food. But yet I've gone other places where someone said this, where you ask the blessing upon the food. So those words, blessed and thanks, are often used interchangeably, and they often have the same kind of meaning. Let's notice, first of all, on Roman numeral number one, notice the miracle meals, the miracle meals. As I said in our introduction just a few moments ago, there's two miracle meals that Jesus Christ gave thanks before he partook of the meal. The first was the feeding of the 5,000, and again, the second one was the feeding of the 4,000. And since the situations are practically the same for each of these prayers, I just kind of lumped these two together and combined them into just one for our Bible study tonight. So let's notice the focus in the thanksgiving, the focus in the thanksgiving, letter A. You see, all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, mention that in the praying before the feeding of the 5,000, Christ did this. The Bible said Christ looked up to heaven. I believe it might be on your notes. In Matthew 14, the Bible says, and looking up to heaven, he blessed. In Mark 6, and verse 41, he, speaking about Jesus, looked up to heaven and blessed. And Luke chapter number 9 and verse 16 said this, and looking up to heaven, he blessed. So I think the focus in the thanksgiving is the look of the one that's praying. That's what I want you to understand and get a focus on, the look of the one that was doing the praying. And so we find Christ was doing the praying, and where was the look? His look was upward to heaven, showing that he was praying to the Heavenly Father, to God himself, for the food that had been provided. Thanking God before eating is vital for you and I. You know, we think about that. We sometimes get to the point where we always say the same prayer before we eat. God, thank you for this food. Bless it to our bodies and the nourishment, maybe the nourishment to our bodies. And we just kind of rattle some prayer off. I don't believe that's the kind of prayer that Christ offered up to the Heavenly Father. I believe it was a sincere prayer. I believe it was a heartfelt prayer. I don't think it was, you know, here's the food, here's the meat, let's dig in and eat. It was more of a special kind of prayer. The Talmud says this, he that enjoys aught without thanksgiving is as though he robbed God. I'll repeat that. He that enjoys aught without thanksgiving is as though he robbed God. Well, the Talmud, in case you don't know really what the Talmud is, it's the main text of the rabbinic Judaism, and it's the primary source of where the Jewish leaders get their religious law and their Jewish theology from. You see, every one of us ought to acknowledge God is our primary source of blessings. You know, you say, well, I worked at Walmart, and I got a job there, and they provided me the money to buy this food. You know, in a real sense, that is true, but we ought to acknowledge God as being the primary and the supreme source of all our blessings. I understand there are times when we must thank men, because men do something for you. Someone's a blessing to you, and you must thank them for what they have done for you. And the reason we thank them is this, although we know that God is primarily and preeminently the one that provides for us, it's because God uses men to be a blessing to us. And so we want to thank them for allowing God to use them to be a blessing to us. So I do understand that sometimes we must thank men for what they have done for us, but primarily and preeminently, we need to give thanks to God. Well, we have the focus in the thanksgiving in letter A, but then notice letter B, the fearlessness in the thanksgiving. The fearlessness in the thanksgiving. In front of two very large crowd, one at least 5,000 men, not counting children and women, another one 4,000, not counting women and children, Jesus Christ was not ashamed to thank God for the food that he was about ready to eat. Herbert Lockyer, in his commentary, said this. He said, Christ was not ashamed publicly to say grace before his meals. You know, we need to practice the same custom that Jesus did. publicly or non-publicly, we need to thank God for our meals. But particularly when we're outside of our home environment, we need to pray for our meals in public. If God blesses us in public, and he does, when you sit down in the restaurant and a meal comes to you, God's blessing you with that meal, guess what? You're blessed in public. You ought to pray in public. It's amazing how many so-called professing Christians sit down to eat without praying. Boy, I like to go to a restaurant, and I'm already sitting there, and we're already eating, and see another Christian couple come in, whether they're church members or not. If I know that they're Christians, I watch them. When I see if they bow their head and pray, and it really would surprise you how many people, perhaps even that come to this church, don't even bow their head in a public restaurant and ask and thank God for the food that they have provided. God has provided for them, and then think about this, particularly if you're in a company of unsaved. Say like you get invited to your relative's house and they're not saved and the whole family gathers there and they say, come on and eat, the barbecue's ready. And you run up there and you get your plate and you sit down and you start chowing down with everyone else. You know what? I do believe this. I believe that no matter where you are, no matter who you're in front of, we ought to thank God for our food. Start, and Christians, just start right out and eat and don't even give God a second thought. They don't even bow their head in silent prayer. Now, I know perhaps you're not going to stand up and say, oh, dear God, even though I'm amongst all these reprobates, I want to thank you for this food they provided for me. I know you're not going to do that. But you know what? You can get your plate, and you very pointedly, sitting beside your wife, could bow your heads with your plate on your lap or on the table, put your hand together and hold her hand and pray and thank God for the food that they give. It's absolutely shameful when Christians out in public or even in the home do not thank God for their food that they have. You say, well, I don't think I have to do that. I really don't care what you think. I think Jesus Christ has set the precedent for us. And listen, he wasn't ashamed to go to the cross of Calvary and allow the sin debt of all the world to be placed upon him that we might have reconciliation with God the Father up in heaven. He wasn't ashamed to do that. You and I can at least fold our hands and bow our heads. You say, I don't want to show off. It's not about showing off. It's showing who you're thankful for. And everyone in this whole world knows when someone folds their hands at a dinner table and bows their head, and maybe their lips are moving, maybe they're not, and they raise up, they are thanking God. It might not be the same God you worship, but they understand that. And so you're not showing off, you're showing who you're thankful for, and we ought to make it a habit of doing it. And whether you realize it or not, you're witnessing by your public praying. I've been in restaurants before, dining in myself, and I'm not sure if we had one or two of the boys or just us, but we were in a restaurant, and another young military couple came in. We were overseas in England, so it must have at least been Joshua. It could have been Stephen, I'm not sure. And about the only restaurant we could afford to go to in those days was Burger King over at one of the military bases or outside our little town of Bicester. And so we're sitting in there. Another military couple came in, and I didn't know from anybody, but listen, they bowed their head and they prayed. And I said, glory to God. And so when we left, I walked over to them, and I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't even a preacher probably at that point. And I said, listen, I saw you bowed your head. I said, you encouraged me by doing that. I was encouraged to see young people out in public pray. And so I don't know what it did for them, but you know what? If they didn't do it for anybody else and God, they did it for me and my family, because we came away saying, glory to God, we're not the only one that's living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we find the focus, we find the fearlessness, then look at letter C, we find, get this now, the faith in the thanksgiving, the faith in the thanksgiving. If you notice in these two miracle meals, Christ gave thanks, get this now, before the food was multiplied. He didn't wait till after the fishes and the loaves were multiplied. He gave thanks before they were multiplied. See, if you think about it, oftentimes you and I, we get that backwards. We thank the Lord after he does something great for us. And we say, oh, God, you provided for us. But here the Lord prayed before the fishes and the loaves were multiplied. And see, he had faith. He gave thanks by faith. And I believe that if you and I would give thanks for what we have, instead of complaining about what we don't have, I believe this, that God would do a great work amongst us. And we get along a lot better in this life if we step out by faith and just start thanking God for that. Too many people are looking at what they don't have rather than what God can do for them. And so you get stuck in that mold of looking at what you don't have instead of what God can do for you. You'll find you'll start to get an attitude of ungratefulness. And it become to be a sourpuss, you know, be down in the mouth about things. And you look out like Solomon and say, boy, look at all these things. And people have all this. And boy, the wicked, it seems like they're being blessed, but yet the Christians are not. Let me help you. Be thankful for what you do have. And I can promise you this, that oftentimes God will give you more. You say, how do you know that? Because I know from my own personal life that God's not in the habit of blessing people with more who aren't thankful for what God has already given them. He wants you to be thankful for what he has already provided for you. And you cannot expect God to bless you with abundantly more than you ever can think or hope for because you haven't thanked him or content with what he has given you. Well, I think that we'll stop right here for this night. So far, we've seen the praying before the miracle meals. I want to encourage you to do this. If it's not your public practice to pray before you eat, would you begin doing that? You say, why eat in my cubicle at work? Nobody's there. It's just me. I don't care. Bow your head. Fold your hands. You say, you're not praying to show off. You're praying to show who blessed you with this meal. You never know who's going to pop their head over the top of the little divider you have. Who's going to come knocking on your door while you're praying? And they say, oh, I didn't mean to disturb you. You know what you say? That's all right. I was just praying for the meal that God has blessed me with. And they'll go, huh? No. Listen, it's an opportunity. It's an open door. So as we think about praying, we see that Jesus Christ prayed before these miracle meals. Before God did a blessing, he prayed and thanked God for what he was going to do. Let's pray.